associated all. So there's our carboxylic acid. The OH bond then dissociates, so we form the hydronium ion, and the result is we have left behind a carboxylate anion, and that anion is able to push the negative charge onto this bond and push the double bond onto that oxygen, pushing the negative over to there. And these two resonance forms then give this particular system increased stability. And we're now comparing the phenoxide anion versus these carboxylate anions, and it turns out these are more stable forms than the phenoxide ones. So it's not as simple as saying the more resonance forms, the more stable it is. In the case of the electrophilic aromatic substitution, you're comparing identical resonance forms, and in that case, the more of them, the more stable. You've also got to consider the nature of the groups that are attached to the resonance centres in terms of figuring out whether something's a more stable anion or not. So that's why the carboxylic acids are more stable anions than the phenoxide anion, and as a result, the Ka here is a smaller number. Okay, so that's a pretty typical sort of short piece question that I can ask in several places, either the test or